937.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It's the Saturday night edition of the show, and as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're going to be here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. You can join us actually six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 till 10 Eastern at nighttime. And anything goes every night of the week, whether it be a political issue or maybe even a personal problem, something you've got on your mind and you want to get it off of your mind, we are here for you. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We do have some emails tonight. I hope we have a chance to get to them, because there's some good ones. FTL@freetalklive.com. But primarily the show is about your calls. And it's very rare that we have a guest on the show. We do have a guest. We'll tell you about him in just a moment.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Our guest tonight, we're going to start the show with him. And again, we just have a whole plate full of stuff to do this evening. So I don't know what we're going to get to, but we definitely need to get to Mr. Mark Stevens. He is the author of a fantastic book. His name is Mark Stevens. The book is Adventures in Legal Land. And I've had the opportunity to read through the entire thing, and it's just a mind-blower. I mean, it really is. Manwich, how far have you gotten through your copy?
Page 60.
Page 60.
I got through page 60.
That's good enough to get a real good taste.
225 pages in the book, I'd say, right. Something like that. What do you got there? 240, maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
And so, I mean, you know.
60 pages of this is enough to get a real good taste for what it's all about.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're going to have some questions for Mr. Mark Stevens. Are you on with us, Mark? Hello, Mark.
Technical difficulties.
You've got to have those technical difficulties from time to time. I know he's out there somewhere. Mark Stevens, Adventures in Legal Land. The concept behind the book, I mean, do you have a grasp on it yet, Manwich?
Essentially that the legal system is a creation that, you know, it's not real and that, you know, it's sort of illusions and that facts do not exist inside the legal system. What he's sort of saying.
I mean, it sounds when you put it like that, it's an illusion. The law is an illusion. It sounds crazy. I mean, it sounds totally kooky. But when you actually go through the logic of it, it makes total logical sense. And I'm not sure. My board op is not communicating with me. I don't know if we have him, so we may just have to put Mark on hold for a little bit. And possibly we do have Mark. Mark Stevens, Adventures in Legal Land. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Oh, good evening, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we had applause for you a moment ago, but technical difficulties.
You get one round of applause, man.
Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here. Why don't you explain, just to start things off here, the concept behind your book, Adventures in Legal Land?
Well, the book answers the question on the back cover, that is it possible that what you think is real is just a public relations scheme? And that the answer is yes. It's not only just possible, it's true. And every time I go into court or somebody else goes into court, they can prove it for themselves in front of everyone who happens to be in the court that day.
Mm-hmm. Who's it a public relations scheme for?
It's to whoever is running or profiting off of government.
Which is everybody. I mean, that's everybody. It's the courts, it's the police, it's the bureaucrats. They're all profiting. You're not suggesting it's... You're not suggesting it's a conspiracy, are you?
No, I'm not saying it's like there's a couple of guys with cigars in a back room of some corporate center discussing how to control the world and whatnot. This is a scheme that's gone on for thousands and thousands of years. I mean, the overwhelming majority of the people who participate in it, whether they're bureaucrats or non-bureaucrats, they do so because they don't know any. They don't understand it is a scheme. It's like where you get the phrase "useful idiots" or "the expendables." The police, most police, don't understand this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you get higher up on the political pecking order. It tends to be, in my experience, when I go into court and I start exposing certain things, the one with the robe on, I'll tell you, regardless of what anyone may say, those lawyers who get those robes aren't stupid.
No, definitely not.
Okay, they didn't get there because they're dumb. And when they see me asking certain questions to prosecutors and police officers, or even directly to them, a light tends to go on that they see where it's going, and they do one of two things. They're either going to throw the case out just to get me out of there so I don't infect the people behind me.
Yeah, you're going to give people ideas, because what you do is you go into court, and you've done this. How many times have you gone into court and exercised similar tactics?
Dozens and dozens.
And how does it generally turn out?
Well, they always turn out the same way, and I don't mean that every case is thrown out. I don't want anyone thinking that the book is a self-help book, do this and you'll win your case. What the object is to go in and expose that what is going on is a sham, that it's all a scam. And in every case, that will happen. And whether the guy with the robe on throws the case out, or it depends on the individual involved. I mean,
right.
He may be emotionally involved in the job. It may be his whole life. Or to him, it's just a job, whatever. Just get him out of here. I don't want these people behind him coming up and asking the same, you know, questions.
Now,
so every time you'll be able to expose it to scam.
Now, Mark, I haven't read the entire book. I've got it to about...
I have. I'm on my second read.
Right. I've got to page 60, and, you know, that's about how far I made it this week. And I think that it's a real page-turner, and I really like the idea that... You know,
we've never plugged a book before on this show.
Never plugged
over
a book.
2 years,
and we're not getting paid to plug this book.
No,
this is an interview. Just because, I mean, there's so many shows out there that'll, you know, get paid, and then, you know,
exactly.
The whole thing.
This is totally based on merit.
It is. Now I really like the idea that the cops that a person can go in and beat a case and that kind of thing. But I'm concerned, Mark. It seems to me that what you say is essentially it's all true, that, you know, it's an agreement between society, the social contract, and then we put these bureaucrats in here, and when they're in authority, they're going to abuse the authority. And
But there is no social contract.
Well, I understand social contract, but it's
because I didn't sign it.
But it is sort of an agreement in society. It may or may not exist tangibly. But here's my question. I'm leading somewhere with this question. What happens if we do away with the social contract? If you get to do away completely with the legal system and the bureaucrats in it that will tell lies in order to foster their stuff, don't you have, I mean, essentially anarchy? And how do you propose to settle disputes without a legal system?
Well, you're assuming that there wouldn't be some kind of legal system. I don't like to use the word legal, but the problem that I have, and the reason why I can go into court and do what I do, or somebody else can just go in and ask three questions from the book and get a case thrown out, is because the whole thing is a scam, and it's all based on violence. The only problem, or the only thing that they have to do, is not necessarily get rid of the service, whether it be fire, police, whatever. It's not the service that's the problem. It's the manner in which it's provided to the customer.
Sure.
And that's why I can go in and do what I do, because I take advantage of the two ways bureaucrats and politicians do business. One, they operate by brute force.
Yes.
Murder, theft, and lies.
And if you want to see that, we've pointed that out on this show hundreds and hundreds of times. And if you don't believe that the government operates by force, go ahead and disobey what they're asking you to do, whether it be paying your property taxes or some other tax. If you just continue to refuse to do so, they're going to come after you with guns at some point.
Right,
Mark, doesn't the government have to operate by force, though?
Well, you're mistaking the use of force as opposed to providing a service. I don't have a problem with meeting force with force. See, the principle is, and for rational adults, that the initiation of the use of physical violence is wrong.
Absolutely.
And I agree with it.
And you have the right to defend against it. If
right.
Someone
so does. I have no problem. Nothing in the book or any of the articles I've written takes away from the natural right or natural justification for a human, you know, man, woman, or child, to meet force with force.
You're not saying that you could use the techniques in this book to get out of a murder charge.
Well, I would not want someone to necessarily do that.
Hang on,
yes,
you
can.
We're going to get back into more of this. 800-259-9231. If you have a question for Mark Stevens, Mark, hopefully you can hang on with us. Can you?
Sure, of course.
Okay, good deal. 800-259-9231. Adventures in Legal Land. Fascinating stuff. We're coming back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the Saturday night edition of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So plenty of chances for you to pick up the phones and take control of the show. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We had some server trouble yesterday, but everything's back up and all fresh and speedy. Everything's good at freetalklive.com, so you can tune in to the live stream tonight. Again, we had trouble last night, but tonight everything's cool, so go to freetalklive.com and you can grab our broadband stream. You can also get the dial-up stream as well, so anybody who's connected to the internet can listen for free at freetalklive.com. It's unusual that we have guests on this show. We've never actually had someone... we've had Michael Badnarik on in the past, mm-hmm. the Libertarian presidential candidate, and he wrote a book. We didn't really focus on his book. This is the first time we've ever really focused on a book here on
Free Talk. I think it's the first author interview we've ever had.
And it's not because we're anti-book or anything like that.
Because we can't get interviews.
Right. I have people throwing me interview requests all the time.
Everybody wants free advertising.
As soon as we got syndicated, somebody got my name and put it on a list.
Yeah.
And now I've got all these agents emailing me. I have to email them all back, and I say, we pursue our guests on Free Talk Live. If there's someone we want, we go after them. You sending me your solicitations, not going to do any good but get them deleted. So, with that, let's go back to our guest, Mr. Mark Stevens. He is the author of a book called Adventures in Legal Land. And people can learn more about your book and actually order it, I think, online, Mark. Is it adventuresinlegalland.com?
Yes, it is.
That's easy enough. Adventuresinlegalland.com. You've actually got some tasty little essays. You've got some excerpts from the book on there that give you a real feel for what you're going to get in the 200-something pages that this book is, actually. I think it's a neat website at adventuresinlegalland.com. So getting back to Manwich's question, why don't you rephrase it, Manwich? What you
Hell, said? I don't remember what I was asking.
Well, it was kind of basically, how would murder be handled, I guess? Could you use your techniques to get out of a murder charge?
Well, technically, yes. But I go through very detailed pains, of course, in the book to say that the initiation, the use of physical force is always wrong.
Right.
It's always wrong. And I wouldn't typically help somebody in a murder case.
Right.
I would like to see what would happen is enough people got this information so that politicians could get out of the way so that there could be a voluntary system in a voluntary society so that murders could be dealt with.
How would that be, Mark? I mean, I can't even imagine. I can't fathom how you're going to bring someone to justice without force.
Well, first, you imagine that you have a voluntary society.
Okay.
The service of protecting life, liberty, and property is going to be still provided. There's a huge market for it. Huge market. People are going to pay for it. And you can have, let's say, private security or police forces, if you will. They can still be brought, and the murder can be investigated, and they can still be brought to justice, okay? The problem with what you have now is that there's no incentive for state agents to put someone on trial for murder. They're going to get paid whether they do it or not, and
that's
the vast majority of murders are never solved.
Well, I've heard like 85%.
Well, that sounds about right.
Now, in your this private utopia you're talking about here, what would happen if, say, bums were... I mean, there's been more than one case where people have gone around killing bums. Suppose there's a mass murdering spree of bums. Now, bums, they don't have much for family, I assume, and people aren't really willing to hire private investigators or private services to keep from bums getting killed. In fact, some people a little more cynical than myself, because I really don't like bums. Somebody a little more cynical than me might be happy that bums are getting killed. So how would that work if somebody went on a bum killing spree?
Well, you have to take into account a little more detail than that, depending on where it is. It may be in an area where there are a lot of stores. Now, that could be very damaging to the store's business. So they would have an interest in finding out not only who's doing it, but stopping it. There's a monetary interest there. And you keep in mind that the overwhelming majority of those murders now are not solved.
Yeah, what interest do the police have in solving a bum's murder?
They,
really?
They have none. And this is what gets to the heart of the matter of why I'm able to go into court and with just two or three questions, sometimes even one, expose the fact there's no case. Because the police department, we all know inherently, you cannot sue the police department. Well, you cannot successfully sue a police department or the state or the city.
We just had somebody here in the Tampa Bay area a few days ago. There was a drug raid. A guy was running away from the scene, and a cop shot him in the back. I mean, and he's on administrative leave. He's on a paid vacation now as a result of this.
That's typically what happens.
Right. These guys are immune from prosecution. If at worst, he's going to get assigned to a desk job.
Well, that's the nature of the beast. They're not there to protect us anyway.
And that's true. The Supreme Court just came down with a ruling on that a couple weeks ago, which is actually just a reiteration of several old rulings that the Supreme Court has said before. There's no obligation at all for the police to protect anybody but themselves.
See, and that brings down the whole house of cards and why I can do what I could do. Like, one of the questions I ask in court, which I've never got a responsive answer, and I typically get the case thrown out on this, is asking the prosecutor if there is evidence of a complaining party. They will typically withdraw the charges if the judge does not bail them out, because more than likely they'll say the state of Florida, which is not responsive to the question. And if you look at what a citizen is, knowing that there's no duty to protect you, and you look at what a citizen is, the whole thing unravels.
You mean the definition of a citizen?
Well, yeah, a citizen, obviously, it is something. It's different legally than an alien. Something sets a citizen apart from an alien. And what that is legally is a duty of protection, well, a duty of allegiance in return for a duty of protection. It's that relationship, okay, that the alien, or the illegal alien, if there actually there is no such thing, that's what sets them apart. The citizen is supposed to be the member of the body politic, enjoying a duty of allegiance in return for a duty of protection.
But there is no duty of protection.
Right. So
according to the Supreme Court.
According to the Supreme Court for over 100 years.
And so that would mean that there's no citizens.
There's no citizen because there's no duty of allegiance and no duty of protection.
So it's just more evidence that all of it is a sham, all of it is basically a big game.
It's all a scam. And that's what one of the reasons why you're probably in school. So, okay, sometimes at gunpoint, they force adults to put their children in government schools so that they can be indoctrinated that government is good, the state is good. They never examine things like this exactly what it is.
Nobody questions the law. And something that I like to tell the listeners here on Free Talk Live is question everything. Question everything you're hearing from Mark Stevens. Question everything you're hearing from Free Talk Live. Question everything you hear on any media outlet. Question everything, especially, that comes from the mouths of the government. But some people ask some questions in their life. Many people just accept what they're given at face value. And that's really unfortunate, because if you do question everything, eventually you'll get back to questioning, well, what is the law? And what is the law, Mark Stevens?
Like I write in the book, I think it's right around page 60, where Manwich is, a law is an opinion backed by a gun.
Well, that much is true. Now, I've read the whole, the first 60 pages there, and I think I've got an idea where you're going with it, and I must say, it's a page-turner. This book is really fun to read.
It'll make you think, no doubt about it.
On top of that, it's easy. It's written well.
Right.
I read, I must have read 1,000 books in my life, and I just can't get through ones that are boring.
Oh, yeah.
I hate them. You know, they have the 50-page test for me.
I got another question for you, Mark. Can you hang on for us?
Sure, of course.
Okay, the next question you're going to get when we come back, you can answer it when we come back, is, do you consider yourself an anarchist? We're going to come back with more. If you got a question for Mark Stevens, author of Adventures in Legal Land, 1-800-259-9231. He's telling us that it's all a lie. All of it. There's no nation. There's no law. Fascinating stuff. 800-259-9231. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calbend Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calbend Pure Soaps. Call Calbend toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbendpuresoap.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number. You can bring up whatever you want. Political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with over 24,000 posts for you to surf around through, and hundreds, over 600 people interacting there at freetalklive.com, so take advantage of that. We are talking to Mark Stevens. He's the author of Adventures in Legal Land. It should be noted we rarely have guests on this show, and I think Mark is definitely a worthwhile guest. It's a fascinating topic. The idea, the concept of the book is that what if everything that you always assumed about the law was wrong? What if it all was a game? What if it was all just a big put-on? Or as you call it on the backside of the book, a public relations scheme, Mark. And what you do is when you go into court, whether it be a traffic charge or an IRS situation, we have a question from a listener we're going to come up on about the IRS, but when you go into court, you want them to reveal one of two things. You want them to either show their real violent side, which is what the government is, their force, or you want them to continue to keep up their pretense of legitimacy, as you call it in the book, because really, isn't that what makes our government different from like the mafia, for instance, is the legitimacy aspect?
It's the false perception of legitimacy, and that the mafia doesn't have the temerity to force your children into their schools yet.
I don't think the mafia is going to win. I think that the U.S. government has rounded them out pretty much.
Oh, they're still there, man. Which, come
well, I'm just saying that they don't have the force that they did in the 20s when Prohibition was strong.
Well, you just don't see it as often, and they're certainly not as centralized, I don't think.
No. I think that we can get rid of the mafia by legalizing drugs.
That's absolutely the case. So back to the question we asked before we went away, with all of this whole idea of, well, if it's all a game and you want to get everything back to where every service is offered on a voluntary basis, and by the way, I'm with you 100%, would you consider yourself an anarchist?
Well, I want to preface that. I'm going to answer the question. I do have to preface it in the age of sound bites. Anarchy does not mean chaos. That's what politicians and those who have an interest in maintaining coercive central government okay, that's their idea.
Right, they've turned it into a bad word.
That's right. Anarchy is an absence of government. What is government? Government is a group of men and women providing a service at the barrel of a gun. Okay.
Mao Zedong, I think, is famous for saying political power grows from the barrel of a gun.
Right, he knew what he was saying, and he's right.
Yeah.
He's right. You take away the guns, and they can't provide the services anymore.
Now, the services that they provide, I'd like to make it clear, are not very good. For instance, if the government tries to go about picking up your trash, the local government, they're not going to do nearly as good of a job as a private company. Now, if they make that private company a monopoly, that company's not going to do as good of a job as if it
competing.
Had competition
yeah.
in a free market. I think that we can all agree that government can't do a service very well. Now, I'm not 100% convinced, I'm not even 50% convinced, that the governments can provide, that the services like security and law enforcement can be provided by anything but a government. But
that's, I think I'm pretty sure that's only because you've always thought that's how it had to be. And I think that if we, you know, if we really looked into it, if we really dug into it and got some expert opinions on this, we could probably see how possible free market protection could be.
Well, I think that the question I came up with, the bum killing just last segment, where you know, if somebody went on a bum killing spree,
and I didn't feel
like it was you know, that I don't feel like bums are going to get very good protection under a private
and they don't get very
system.
Good protection today either.
But the thing is, most people say to me, we've got to have the police. We've got to have police protection. And the sad reality here is, the police are not there to protect you now. They're stealing your money. And I liken it, it's like going into a store. This is an analogy I like to use. The government operates this way. You go into a store and it's advertised that you can get a washing machine for $500 and that it's free delivery. So you pay the $500 and you go home and they never deliver it. So you call up and you say, where's my washing machine? I said, what washing machine? I paid for a washing machine. Where is it? What, are you crazy? I don't have to give you a washing machine.
Yeah, we're paying all this money and they don't have any obligation at all to do anything for us.
Well, to protect. Which, if you look in the context of this ridiculous, nonsensical war on terror, if there's no duty to protect you, me, or anyone else in their property, how do you explain the war on terror? How do you explain things like the Patriot Act when there's no duty to protect anybody? It's like you're being forced to pay for a washing machine every single year that you're never going to receive. And people keep saying, but we've got to have washing machine sales.
So in that case, would you consider yourself an anarchist or, as I've recently termed myself, a voluntarist? Which one do you think is better?
I describe myself in writing as a voluntarist.
That's good. Because it's not as it doesn't have a bad connotation to it. Like
it would be. I think it would be. Eventually, it will be polluted. But when you look at what's the whole purpose of a criminal code anyway? The only reason for a criminal code, if you really examine it, is to punish involuntary human relations.
You make the point in your book that murder and rape and violent actions like that are actually not. In the actual code, they're just simply identified and a punishment is prescribed to it. There's not actually, per se, a law against it, is there?
No, there's not. And I think I use Florida as an example, in Utah and in Arizona. And I think I quote directly from the Arizona one. And most people, because of the mindset of going to school, going to government schools, think that if there's not a law prohibiting something, then it must be okay, or that you agree with it. But it would be redundant to make murder a crime because it is by nature.
Yeah, so all the so-called crimes we have are usually the drug war crimes and just the stupid stuff like zoning regulations and things like that. We got calls coming in here. Mark, do you mind some phone calls?
Not at all.
Well, that's good, because it's Free Talk Live. We're going to do it anyway. So let's go to Charlie.
That's not voluntarist.
Well, this is private property. Let's go to Charlie in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich and Mark Stevens.
Gentlemen, thank you all very much for taking my call.
Thanks, Charlie.
I've got your book. It's really great stuff. And I just have a couple of really quick questions.
Sure.
One, if there was no government, then what would your recourse be against something like burglary, a true crime? And two, have the judges gone to their little secret school out in Nevada and come up with any tactics to thwart your writings, and therefore now you have some counter-tactic?
Oh, I love that. Let me take the second question first.
Thank you.
I would love for them to do that. Because one of the things that I do when going into court is not to argue with these people or even disagree with them. I go in with an unsigned plea of guilty. But not being a lawyer, I don't understand what's going on, so I have a few questions. So how do you circumvent, circumvent's a word that's used before, how do you circumvent me coming into court with an unsigned plea of guilty and asking if I'm entitled to a fair trial?
Who could say no to that? How could they say no to that?
They can't. If they say no to that, their entire perception of fairness is gone, and everyone behind me is going to grab their wallet and run.
Yeah.
See, the point of doing this is to expose the fact that there is no state, there are no citizens, and they are nothing more than a gang of killers, thieves, and liars. So go right ahead and circumvent and try to get around it. Because each question is something they have to answer anyway, whether I plead guilty or not guilty or nolo contendere. I did this for a specific reason. If you go to court, judges are supposed to read you certain rights that they're supposed to give you.
Right.
So I start my questions out, because I have a script that I do sell, and I start my questions out, locking them into a certain position. I know they're going to contradict later. So I ask, am I entitled to a fair trial? They have to say yes. They have to put up the charade.
Well, yeah, they have no choice.
Right.
No
so
choice.
You, I love your approach, Mark, and if you can, stick with us because we got more for you. Call
pretty soon you're going to be a co-host, buddy.
800-259-9231. He did ask the question also, and by the way, Charlie, thanks for the call. He asked the question about burglary, which is similar to the murder question that we kind of addressed earlier. We'll try and touch
hey,
on that.
Hey, recapping's great
yes,
in radio.
We'll come back. We'll touch on that and your calls as well for Mark Stevens, author of Adventures in Legal Land, which you can grab at adventuresinlegalland.com. More Free Talk Live coming up.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and we'll put you on about anything. Political, personal, 800-259-9231. Although right now we are in the midst of our guest, Mr. Mark Stevens. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. You'll find the archive. So if you miss a moment of the show tonight or you miss anything in the last 6 days, you can get them right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And yes, Mark, that means you can actually listen to yourself after all this is over and done with.
Hey, just so you know, Mark, you've got kind of a funny Yankee accent.
Oh, that came through. You got me.
Actually, you live down south. You live in Arizona, is that correct?
I'm in Arizona. I'm originally from Long Island.
There you go.
So that's where that funny funny sound come from.
You're the author of just an amazing book called Adventures in Legal Land. I got to put it up in my top three. I've got three favorites now. I got Harry Brown's Why Government Doesn't Work. Got Mary Ruart's Healing Our World, and now Mark Stevens' Adventures in Legal Land. And you can get it at adventuresinlegalland.com.
I don't know if I'm going to put it in my favorite books, but
I haven't finished it yet.
I haven't finished it, but I'm not much of a nonfiction guy. I like fiction, so. But I have read it, and the thing is, as a fiction reader, I read for enjoyment.
Right.
And I haven't, at any point in this book, not even for a moment, have I thought, God, why am I reading this book? This is boring. Because it's a page turner.
Right.
You want to read the whole book. And you can see, Mark, I don't necessarily agree with you. I'm still endorsing your book because I think it's a good read.
So before we go on, because we do have some more calls coming in at 800-259-9231, Mark, just to recap, the basic concept of your book is what?
That what we thought is real, meaning the concept of nation states and citizens and cities, is just a public relations scheme. It's to blind us from what's really happening, that a group of men and women called politicians and bureaucrats are controlling our lives and property without our consent.
Exactly right. I never gave them consent. I never signed any contracts with these people, but yet they supposedly have authority over me. And you actually show very simply, and it's easy enough that we can just talk about it right here, how it is that these people don't have authority over us. I mean, if you want to go back to the Declaration of Independence, you've got it's stated very clearly that this government is by the consent of the people. So, therefore, if we withdraw our consent, how could they possibly have authority over us?
Right, and it's nothing more than a service. I mean, on the last couple pages of the book, I actually quote a case where it's a matter of federal law. I mean, you can go to hundreds and hundreds of cases where all they're doing is providing a service. I mean, here in Mesa, you see on their cars and all their billboards, the city of Mesa, great people, quality service. That's all they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And all this public relations, whether it be statutes, codes, and Supreme Court decisions, all this political stuff blinds us from that so that we don't see what's really happening. Like in the Kelo case that came down a week or so ago, where they said about eminent domain, they're asking the wrong questions as far as I'm concerned. And the Institute for Justice, I love them, but you're asking the wrong questions, guys. There's no such thing as eminent domain abuse. It's like saying there's armed robbery abuse.
Yeah, one of the other great points in your book is that these guys can do whatever they want, and they can get away with it. You know, as long as no one is asking the right questions, they can break their own laws at will, and no one ever holds their feet to the fire.
Right. It's just like when they came about 6 to 8 months ago when the Supreme Court said it was okay to arrest somebody because they did not identify themselves to a police officer. And again, the wrong questions were asked. Now, what I go through is the issue of standing, which is very important in court cases, and to me, it's the be-all, end-all, because, like, the Supreme Court kicked out that ridiculous Pledge of Allegiance case because they said the father lacked standing to bring the action. And if we apply that same standard to, let's say, failure to produce identification, they have to bring a cause of action. They have to have what's called standing to complain. I can't complain. Look, if I slap Manwich, you don't have standing to complain against me. Or if Manwich slaps me, okay, I don't have standing to complain against you, Ian.
Right.
Okay? There has to be two things that they have to bring. It's right in their own constitutions and laws to prove. Okay? Like Arizona, it's Article 2, Section 2. It's the whole thing that the government is to protect and maintain individual rights. So one of the two things they have to bring into a court case is the violation of a legal right. Two, the violation of that legal right has to be causing loss, harm, or injury. If you don't have both those things, there's no standing to complain. And the Supreme Court just said that recently, of course, in the Pledge of Allegiance case.
Let's see if we can get back to Charlie's question from a little while back. He had asked the question of burglary in regards to how that might be dealt with in a voluntary system.
Okay. Keep in mind, all government is men and women providing service.
Right, allegedly.
Well, that's all it is. I mean, right. if it's anything else, someone's got to call and tell me. But that's all it is. It's men and women providing a service. The problem is the manner in which they're providing it. So you could still have men and women providing service of protecting life, liberty, and property. It's just the only difference is the manner in which it's paid for.
And I think it's really just an exercise in it's just kind of an exercise in futility to try and figure out how the free market would handle protection services. I mean, we can sit here and come up with ideas, but just because us three guys can come up with an idea doesn't mean that's going to necessarily go or going to fly in the free market. Obviously, competition is going to completely revolutionize the way that these services are provided. You know, it may just be that if you get burgled, it may simply be that the insurance company will investigate it, and there may not be necessarily a police involved. You know, if the insurance company finds out that you legitimately were burgled and they want to go after the guy, they'll give you your settlement, whether or not there's a third party police force involved.
Right, and the insurance company. I'm glad you mentioned that because the insurance company has a monetary interest in finding out what happened. The police department doesn't.
I think that's one of the most critical elements is that the cops are going to get their paycheck regardless of whether or not they solve the crimes. In a free market, they'd only get paid if they brought someone to justice. And more importantly, if they brought the right person to justice. Because if they started arresting all strange people that weren't anywhere near the case and that word got out, their careers would be ruined. We're coming back with more Mark Stevens. Brandon's on the line. Your calls as well. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything political, personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You sign up for the updates, we'll send you an email whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. It's that simple. You'll be kept on top. You will be one of the first to know at freetalklive.com.
freetalklive.com. We have been talking with our guest this hour, and this is not a guest's show for the most part. I mean, over 2 years of being on the air, we've had guests only a few times, and this is really the first time we've focused on a guest who has a book. And this book is just fascinating. It's Mark Stevens. He is the author of Adventures in Legal Land. You can go check it out at adventuresinlegalland.com. Mark, you back with us?
I'm here.
We've got Brandon on the line in Indiana. He's got a question for you, Mark. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mamlich. Hello.
Hey, Ian Mamlich. Your name, Mark. Hey, I'm in Indiana, and I'm busy here fighting local government battle. We have a fascist newspaper editor who likes to propagate his fascism through his editorials every day, and the paper's completely slanted, and we're busy fighting new laws that are coming up, and I'm chairman of the party here. And I was wondering, I know basically our opposition to zoning laws is pretty sound, but one of the problems I had was people building houses around areas where, like a stone quarry, where they blast dynamite. Well, the dynamite's going to break the windows out of people's houses, and that technically is using force, although it's not really the stone quarry's fault. So how would a free market deal with something like that?
Well, I would look at probably the insurance company would probably have a way of dealing with that, and the people with the quarry are probably bonded and insured. So that would probably cause...
That'll still be a pending lawsuit from the people whose windows get blown out.
Well, they're going to be. It'll probably be very easy to prove that they're causing the damage, and their insurance companies are probably working together. You know, with the other insurance companies in the area, especially if you're able to, you know, something like that's bound to happen, you can bring it up. Which is when you have corporations now that can go to court, or the thing was with corporations, they are shielded from liability.
Right. That's why they create them.
You know, and. That's true. In a society, you're not going to be shielded from responsibility.
Whoever owns the company is going to be the one who has to pay the pay.
Okay.
The player.
All right. Well, let me take a twist on that. You were talking about responsibility, and I was eating the other day, and I thought, you know, I'm voluntarily eating this sandwich, and it's really not very good for me. I said, but that's my own choice, and I'm not going to go sue them once I gain 5 pounds after eating this every day for a month. But what's the difference between them? Putting fatty materials and fatty ingredients in a food and actually poisoning the food—they both lead to death.
Or for the nicotine was added to cigarettes back in the '60s.
Yeah.
Well, it is your voluntary choice. I mean, to suggest that it's
sometimes you don't know though.
And to suggest, and by the way, I think that there's been evidence that has shown that fat is not necessarily responsible for making people fat. So,
okay. Well, what's the difference between, for instance, for just poisoning a sandwich and serving it to somebody and giving them a cigarette? Yeah,
That's a good question. I don't know, Mark, if you have a quick answer, because we only have about 20 seconds.
I don't. I just think it's, you know, you bring up the cigarette companies. The cigarette companies only got that big because men doing business as states created a corporation and allowed them to get that big.
Mm,
and then they had
point.
Subsidies to allow them to get even bigger.
Brandon, thanks for the call. Mark Stevens, can you hang on for part of hour number two?
Sure.
Or is that too much
to
ask? Okay, because we got other people with questions. Hang on, 800-259-9231 if you got a question for Mark Stevens, AdventuresInLegalLand.com.